If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Hello, all you positive heads out there. It's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we are super happy to have you here, and we just ask that you bring an open mind and heart to your listening experience and to be prepared to explore vantage points that I'm convinced will help shift or solidify your current understanding of the ultimate nature of reality. While listening, you'll be exposed to inspiring, empowering, and unifying perspectives that I'm highly confident will yield stellar results in your life if you opt to try them on for size. Also, at optimistic.tv, we have officially begun releasing the first few episodes of our new late-night style, consciousness-elevating video variety talk show, Optimistic, which features live visionary art, soul share interviews, retreat guests here at the Mystic Manor, as well as live musical performances. I'm also super excited to announce that we are currently making plans to release the rest of season one on my personal favorite online streaming service. So stay tuned to optimistic.tv to follow the unfolding development of this exciting Optimistic expansion, as we'll be posting more info and release dates there soon. And in the meantime, be sure to check out, of course, the first few episodes at optimistic.tv as well.
All right, all you positive heads, welcome. Welcome back. Thank you so much for joining me today. Feels like a little while since we've been here together, all alone, just you and I. I think it's only been a couple of weeks, but it feels like longer for me. Time truly is an illusion. It is what we make it, this world of ours. It's definitely something it's been coming up a lot in my world. Just really, it is so much. This world is so much what we make it. It's so much what we focus on, and really based upon our perceptions, and all of it is our choice. And so today I thought we could talk about being the center of our universe and truly how immensely powerful we are. I talk about this a lot, but I found a really good Abraham Hicks clip that I'm going to share with you in a little bit. But I love it because it really talks towards our humanness and how much we really just get in our own way. We really are immense, powerful creators. That is all we are. My partner Brian mentioned to me, I don't know, last week, something about he heard someone saying, and I forget who it was, but this person said that the requirement to entering the new earth was that we had the ability to change. And I thought about that for a minute and I'm like, well, that's true. We do need the ability to change in order to move into this earth, depending on where we're at, right? But then I thought about it a little bit and I meditated the next morning and this thought came to me. And it's not that we have to change. It's that we need to accept who we truly are. And what are we truly but infinite sparks of the Creator? That's all we really are. But as humans, we have a really hard time accepting it and believing it. The world around us has programmed us to believe otherwise. But we're remembering. We're remembering how powerful we are. We're remembering where we came from. We're remembering that we are multidimensional beings. We are not just what we perceive to be ourselves in this human form, in this vehicle of a human body. We are so much more than that. We contain the power of infinity. Infinity. That's huge. It's so huge. We can't even wrap our brains around it. That is within us, within every single cell. It's what we are made of. That means that when we recognize that and accept that, we have the access to that power. And that is such a glorious, glorious thing. And it's our choice how we choose to use that power. And that's another beautiful thing. It's all our choice. Sometimes we don't feel like it's our choice, but it always is. You always have a choice, no matter what the situation, in perception. You can choose to see the silver lining, or you can choose to see how dirty and ugly and muddy it is. It's all up to you. You decide. That's the beautiful thing about our existence here. It's all about us making the choice. What choice are we making? Which focus are we looking towards? And is that empowering us or not? And is that us being truly authentic with who we are? And what does that even mean, being authentic with who you are? That's different for everyone. Everyone has their own passions, their own things that excite them, their own things that light them up inside. And when you follow those passions and do the things that light you up, you are being true with your inner being, with what your inner being wants, and you are being fully authentic. And when you accept the power and the glory of all of that, life is truly glorious. And so let's take a listen to Abraham Hicks and see what she has to say, or they have to say, about being the center of the universe. Take a listen.
I was getting clear on what I wanted to talk about today before the seminar started. And I think what's underneath the conversation for today is us being the center of our universe. And
let's call, just for kicks, let's define the universe in the literal sense that you mean it, as this red hot manifested moment. In other words, because what universe do you live in other than this one that you translate through your eyes and ears and such? In other words, what you're hearing and seeing and smelling and tasting and touching, this is your universe. This what's manifesting here, you are the center of that. You're the center of your broader universe. You're the center of what's going on here with your inner being. But if you'll put it in the context of you are the center of everything that happens around you, it's powerful.
Yeah.
And then when you begin watching the whole world responding to the center that you have acknowledged, defined, and found a vibrational place that pleases you, and then when you watch the whole response of everything and anything around you matching that, then you feel that worthy feeling. Oh, I am the center of my universe.
Yeah. Worthy feeling. Ah, that's perfect.
We are going to let you speak, but we want to just stick in here because it's so such an important thing to acknowledge on the heels of what we've just been talking about, is that first, it is important that you get it, that it is the emotion that you are in charge of and in control of. And once you manage that, then the rest will fall into place. But until you get that in place first, because you don't feel like the center of the universe when you're mistreated by others, or when something bad happens to you. It doesn't feel like you're the center of the universe. Because you think if you were, it would have turned out different, or would be turning out differently.
So,
so our interruption was only to say that once you accept that the manifestation is the emotion, then you can quickly come to the knowledge that you are the center of the universe, because the evidence will just barreling around you constantly, which will make you feel proud, which will make you feel worthy, which will make you feel vital and alive and interested in all of those things that the source within you feels all the time.
And that's powerful.
It is power.
That is power. So let's talk about power. It feels like a lot of us pinch off our own power.
Yes, you do.
How come?
Stop it.
Stop it.
Well, you do it because you have not understood that you are the creator of you, and you are not. In other words, there are a lot of people now talking about law of attraction, but they're and until you're understanding that what you're wanting to attract is a manifestation that pleases you, and that the manifestation is the emotion over which you have complete control, then you're still looking around and expecting others to do things differently so that you can feel better, which renders you powerless moment after moment, day after day, relationship after relationship, because they are the center of their universe, not yours. So you're looking for love in all the wrong places. In other words, anytime you say or mean or feel about anyone, you need to do something a little differently so that I can have a better feeling response. You render yourself powerless because as much as they love you, and many of them do, they don't have the power to get into the center of your universe and be your center. You got to do it, you see. And when you figure out how to do it and you start doing it, then you begin to feel powerful because the demonstration, manifestation, same word, all around you.
Nice.
When we give a perfect answer, we want to credit the perfect question.
Thank you.
But there went again. We need more.
So, in this conversation is this word that's really just been penetrating my mind and my heart lately, is this word of being authentic. What does it mean for us to be authentic?
Be who you are.
Be who you are.
Because your authentic self is in the vortex thriving. And if you are experiencing even a small particle of negative emotion, you are less than authentic because you've pinched yourself off from the true authenticity of who you are.
So how would one know when they're truly authentic?
You feel fabulous in the moment. And don't demand it of yourself in every moment. Just be it as often as you can.
Can we be there all the time?
You can.
Yeah.
It takes some practice, though. And it's easier when you're dead. Because as long as you're physically focused, there are people around you who are going to disappoint you or who are going to misbehave. And you don't want to withdraw. Well, many of you do. You join country clubs and such. You want to you withdraw from anything that isn't pleasing. But you don't want to withdraw. You want what you really want. Here's the way. If we were standing in your physical shoes, that we would achieve and maintain, for the most part, our physical human authenticity, meaning our physical human alignment with the whole of who we are, we would really focus upon the making peace in the moment with what is part. Because in just relaxing and accepting what is in an attitude of okayness, let's see if we can hit this in a stronger way. It's so, let's say that you're having a moment that feels less than good for some reason. Maybe someone's disappointed you. Maybe someone that you care about is struggling with something. It doesn't matter what the issue is. But you're having this manifested moment where you are feeling the pinched offness that you were describing of who you really are, and taking it far enough to say to yourself, I'm not authentically being who I am. So then, as you stop and wish that it could be better, you're still not authentically who you are, because the source within you is not doing that. If you stop and try to push it away in any way, you're still disallowing your alignment with who you are. But when you relax in an attitude of it's okay no matter what it is, because it's only the beginning of the journey to where I really want to be, there's a absence of resistance. If you've been listening to us for a while, and you have, you've heard us say on many occasions that when you sat before Jesus or other healers, there were many, dripping your illness, he did not see your illness. But we want to enhance that statement by saying it wasn't that it wasn't visible and he was blind to it. It was that he felt no concern about it. He didn't worry about it. He was not having an emotional response to your illness because his complete emotional response was to your wellness. So he could behold your illness without freaking out. This is a new message from Jesus. I could behold an illness without freaking out. Because the illness didn't bother me because it wasn't authentic. It wasn't reality. The reality is over here. It was just the beginning of the journey to which I was giving my undivided attention. And there's something in that that no one's quite got their thoughts and feelings around yet that is very powerful, because almost everyone is still feeling sorrow or wishing that it could be better or hoping for the best, where there's still some resistance in it. Where if in the compassionate, complete acceptance of the okayness of where you are, there's a complete and utter absence of resistance. Now hear what happens then. In the utter absence of resistance, this powerful vortex, you said it was powerful and it is, this powerful vortex now in the absence of resistance takes you right into clear view, takes you right in where the manifestations that please you can be revealed to you, and then you know you are the center. So are you the center of the universe or are you the center of your vortex? And what's uncomfortable is not letting yourself be the center of that, oh, that powerful amassing of cooperative components. When you get into the vortex, you have an instant manifestation of positive emotion, or you're not in the vortex. So when you get that, now you've accomplished everything that you ever would want to accomplish, and as you learn to maintain the frequency of that, then all the other stuff begins to reveal itself to you. And in that revelation, you then know unequivocally your power.
I love this clip so much because ultimately what she's saying is that unequivocally recognizing our power and knowing it and feeling it and seeing the repercussions of that comes from an acceptance of who we truly are, an acceptance of the moment, of an acceptance of just what is, and being okay with that. I'll tell you what, that's been a really big message in a lot of my QHHT sessions lately. It's all okay. No matter what happens, it's all okay. Her point there about understanding that no matter where you are, in those moments when it's really hard, those are the beginnings of a beautiful journey towards growth and understanding. And without those moments, we don't get to learn as well or as easy. Like she talked about in that one part, that to be truly authentic takes practice, being there all the time, you know, feeling fabulous in the moment all the time. It's easier when you're dead. It's way easier when you're dead because you're sitting in that immense love and light and unity, and there is nothing else. There's also nothing to learn. You know it all. So when we have these moments of really difficult times, they're such a blessing because they are here for our learning and for our growth. And they're the beginning to such a beautiful, beautiful journey. In the beginning, she talked about the definition of the universe being this moment. It's what we hear and see and smell and taste and touch. That's everything that is in our manifestation right now. That is the center of our universe. Everything. We are the center of everything that is happening around us. It's mind-blowing to think that we are creating that. But we are. Because when we know that we are truly powerful and at one with everything there is, and that all there is love, when we know that, we start to see it out in the world. Everything around it, around us, just starts matching that vibration to us. And then you start to recognize, oh, okay, I am actually doing this. And I've experienced this. I go in these kind of phases, you know, of recognizing it, not recognizing it. And over the years, those little phases become shorter of not recognizing it. But I especially remember when I first started learning these concepts and I started to make myself focus on the good and to see, no matter how difficult the situation, the positivity in it. When I did that, no matter like who cut me off or who was rude, I found something in it. Or I just said, you know what? I love you. I'll leave it alone. When I started doing that, I started seeing less and less of those things. The world around me just started matching to the way that I was vibing. And so this truly does work, but you actually have to do it in order to see it. And so that practice every day, we have to reprogram ourselves. Oftentimes we've been taught or just accustomed to behaving in these ways or thinking in certain ways. And our brain can be reprogrammed to think in a different way. One of my favorite points in what she said was that the first thing that we need to do is get it, that it's the emotion that we are in charge of and in control of. And we really are. We don't feel like we are, but we are. There's always a choice and we get to decide. And it's about using the power of our will to make that decision. And once we are able to do that and make those positive decisions, then everything else will fall into place. And then you really start to realize, oh, I am the center of my universe. I am creating all of this. And what's nice is that our feelings tell us where we are. So that when we're feeling negative emotion, we can remind ourselves, oh, I'm just pinching myself off from my power. And I can stop it. I can just tell myself to stop it. It's one of my favorite things to say to myself and others. Stop it. Just stop it. You have the power to do so. Just knowing that you have the power to do so gives you the power to do so. You absolutely have the power to stop it. You have to try. You have to practice. But you can stop it. You don't have to pinch off your power. You can understand it. You can understand that you have control over your thoughts, over your emotions. And also, this point that she started talking about there, where when we are looking to others, expecting them to do things differently so that we feel better, then that's where we become powerless, because they are not the center of our universe. They are the center of theirs, and they don't have the power to be the center of ours. Only we have the power to be the center of ours. It's not about them. And that's what she means too by looking for love in all the wrong places. It's not about somebody else. It's always about us. We have to do it. It is our own personal responsibility to maintain the center of our own universe, of our own frequency. And when we do that, everything else just becomes a match. That's just the laws. That's how it has to work. When we vibrate one way, it's just a law of coherence. We will attract the same. And that is beautiful, that we have the choice to use our power in this way. And when she says that the one thing that they would focus on to truly be authentic and feel fabulous in every moment, as often as you can without demanding yourself of it, that the one thing that they would focus on is making peace in the moment with what is. Being able to just say, it's okay. Relaxing into it and accept it. Knowing everything is okay. it's the beginning to a very, very beautiful journey. And in that acceptance is the complete absence of resistance. There is zero resistance in just accepting whatever it is in the moment and being at peace in that moment as much as you can without demanding yourself of it and not putting yourself down if you're not in it. It's totally okay. We're not going to be able to do it all the time. But the more we can do it, the more we practice, the more we will do it. We just need to practice it, just being okay with it. We have no control over the outside world. The only thing that we have any control over is ourselves, our emotions, our vortex, our center. And in that way, we do change the world around us. That is the only way we change the world, is by changing ourselves. Like she said, Jesus never saw a person's illness, only the wellness. The illness never bothered him because he knew what he knew that's not authentically what they were. And he also saw it was the beginning to the journey. So if we can look at the world that way and not see the illness, recognize it, of course, but not see it as something that freaks us out and have that emotional response to the illness, but only have the emotional response to the wellness that we see the silver lining in it and not let it freak us out. Have that true, compassionate, and complete acceptance where everything is okay. There is no resistance and everything is okay. That brings us in to our clear and powerful vortex that we are the center of and that we will manifest everything, everything that pleases us. And so, all you great and powerful beings out there, today, practice acceptance. Acceptance of the moment and the acceptance of the God creator being, infinitely powerful being that you are. Accept it, recognize it, know it, and you will see the repercussions of it in your world. I can promise you, you do it, you will see it. I love you all so much. That's it for me today. I'm going to leave you with a song. This is Drum Spider, Hidden Temple. Until next time, love you all.
Also, before we queue up today's song, I wanted to remind you about the Game with the Universe on our website, where you can choose the first number that comes to your mind, and it'll pull up that episode number of the podcast. I've been saying this is a great way to co-create synchronicity and magic with your higher self for quite some time. And if you go to positivehead.com/universe, there is a super fun and simple interface to play this game with your higher self. I firmly believe just by setting the intention to play in this way, it opens up the door for magic, and it's a synchronistic way to hone in on nuggets of wisdom out of the huge catalog of episodes that are specifically appropriate for you at this time in your journey to becoming the next greatest and greatest version of yourself. And it also makes for a super fun way to spark the curiosity of friends and family by having them choose a number. So they'll hopefully go and check out their number as well, which I greatly appreciate because it helps us to spread the word about the podcast. Once again, the address is positivehead.com/universe. And as a quick reminder, if you're curious to learn more about Purium Superfoods and why I take them almost every day, be sure to also check out positivehead.com/transformation. On this journey of becoming the next greatest and grandest version of ourselves that we have all embarked upon, I cannot stress the importance of managing your physical vibration enough. And quite honestly, Purium has put together the simplest plan I've found to do so. I have my favorite, the Appleberry Shake, at least 5 times a week. Once again, to learn more about the Purium Transformation, go to positivehead.com/transformation. Or if you want to keep it simple and just try out my favorite, the Appleberry Shake, you can go straight over to ishoppurium.com and be sure to use code POSITIVEHEAD for 25% off. I'll spell that for you. It's ishoppurium.com. And be sure to use your Positive Head 25% coupon code.